This is BBC Learning English.
This is a round building. It looks old and yet quite new too. And it has an open theatre inside.
这就是我们今天要向大家介绍的莎士比亚环球剧场。
The Globe Theatre on the south bank of the River Thames in the centre of London.
大家好，我是刘佳。
Hello, I'm Helen. Welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English.
在我们今天的 BBC Learning English 节目中，我们会和大家一起来了解英国著名莎士比亚环球剧场的光辉历史。
Now, just to set the record straight, the Globe Theatre we're seeing today is a marvelous reconstruction. The original Globe Theatre was destroyed by fire 333 years ago on June 29th, 1613.
啊，是吗？最早的剧场在393年前被一场大火给烧毁了。那现在的这个环球剧场是重建的。
A reconstruction. And to answer our questions about the Globe Theatre is Patrick Spottiswood, the director of Globe Education.
Patrick 是环球剧场的教育部负责人。首先，我们请他给我们讲了讲环球剧场的结构。
It is a round building. It's in fact a 20-sided wooden O, a polygonal O, and it is made of oak in the main.And it's an open-air O, so people gather round in the theatre to hear a play.
Patrick 形容环球剧场的形状是一个由20面的木头组成的 O 字形建筑。
A 20-sided wooden O, and Patrick used a special phrase to describe this shape, a polygonal O.
多边形的 polygonal, 这是一个木材建筑，主要用的木材是橡树木。
That's oak. Oak is a very durable and hard wood. It's commonly used in buildings and also for furniture in the UK.
我们刚才已经提到最早的环球剧场在1613年被大火烧毁了。那 Patrick 能不能介绍一下那时候环球剧场是怎样的呢？
Well, it was built in 1599, and Shakespeare and a group of actors put money together to build the theatre. It was the first time ever in England actors had paid to build a theatre. So that was very special.
这么说，原来的 Globe Theatre 是1599年修建的，是莎士比亚还有其他一些演员出钱修的。
And it was the first time ever in England that actors used their own money to build a theatre.
在以前的社会，人们虽然喜欢看戏，但是对演员们并不尊重，所以环球剧场的修建也就有历史性的意义。这代表了当时的演艺界有了自己可以随意发挥的空间。
And it became the number one theatre of London, as Shakespeare's company became the number one acting company of London. They had a patron called the Lord Chamberlain. So it became from 1599 as the number one venue for theatre and certainly the number one venue for Shakespeare's plays until 1613.
后来环球剧场随着莎士比亚剧团的发展，在伦敦的名气也就越来越大。
And from 1599, it became the number one venue for theatre.
这也就成了伦敦第一的剧院 ，the number one venue.Venue 就是地方、地点的意思。
The original Globe Theatre provided great entertainment to the public for over 13 years before tragedy struck.
是啊，这么大的火到底是怎么回事啊？
And in 1613, they put on a play about Henry VIII, and they had a cannon effect to announce the arrival of the king on stage. But it was a special effect that went badly wrong because a spark from the cannon flew up.And hit the roof, which is made of thatch. It caught fire, and the theatre burned to the ground during a performance.
Now we know how the fire started. The theatre was burnt down during a performance.
原来就是一场演出把整个环球剧场给毁了。1613年上演莎士比亚的《亨利八世》的时候，为了用大炮做一个音响效果
，a special sound effect.A cannon firing to announce the arrival of the king on stage.
结果这个大炮喷出来的火花溅上了屋顶。你想那还得了？整个屋顶可都是用稻草铺的。
Thatched roof made of dried grass. So as you can imagine, fire and dried grass don't mix, and the theatre was destroyed very quickly.
结果一场亨利八世的表演就把莎士比亚的环球剧场给烧成平地了。
BBC Learning English.
Well, luckily for all of us today, the theater has been rebuilt, and it's a wonderful place to be.
对喜欢英国文学的朋友来说，今后有机会到伦敦的话，到环球剧场里听一出莎翁戏剧，那可就不枉伦敦一行了。
So until next time, it's goodbye from both of us at BBC Learning English.
咱们下次节目再见，拜拜。
Trust me, I speak the truth, or God be my foe.